This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Snow, rain, that powerful storm system that socked the West Coast, the Midwest, and battered the South with tornadoes is now targeting the Northeast. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
This is the sound of snow and wind in Hartington, Nebraska, where some residents tried to shovel out even before the storm was finished. In central South Dakota, a farmer says he's shut in because the snow drifts are so high, and freezing rain there knocked down power lines, meaning no lights and no heat. The National Weather Service says this is the same system that produced deadly tornadoes in the South.
The storm now expected to dump heavy snow in areas from Pennsylvania to Maine. Maybe you're traveling as we approach the holidays. Travel expert Melanie Fish with Expedia.
The busiest and most expensive day to fly is coming up this Saturday, December 17th, but fly on Monday. Fly on Tuesday. I'm seeing some really good fares there.
Elon Musk says criticizing him is fine, but in his words, doxing my real-time location and endangering my family is not. Doxing is revealing somebody's personal information online. Now Twitter is suspending the accounts of several journalists who cover Elon Musk and Twitter. The AP's Jennifer King.
Washington Post executive editor Sally Busby, formerly with the Associated Press, called for a technology reporter's account to be reinstated immediately. She says the suspension directly undermines Elon Musk's claim that he intends to run Twitter as a platform dedicated to free speech. Musk briefly joined a Twitter Spaces conference chat hosted by BuzzFeed. You dox, you get suspended. End of story, he said, before abruptly signing out.
Russian missiles hit several cities in Ukraine this morning. At least two people killed. Kyiv, the capital, among the targets. The latest from Ukraine. This is AP News. Now to Peru.
A Peruvian judge has intervened in the case of ousted leader Pedro Castillo. Nationwide protest set off by the Castillo political crisis shows no sign of abating as the death toll rose to beyond a dozen. Now, Judge Juan Carlos Checkley has ordered ex-president Pedro Castillo to remain in custody for 18 months, approving a request from authorities for time to build their rebellion case against him. The protests have erupted after Castillo was voted out of power by lawmakers following his attempt to dissolve Congress ahead of an impeachment vote. Castillo and his legal team have refused to participate in the virtual legal hearing, arguing it lacked minimum guarantees. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.